Today's audiocast for Monday, April 10th, 2006 is made possible by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service. Well, it was just a year ago that the first light sport aircraft were introduced at Sun and Fun in Lakeland. And now the number of fixed-wing special LSAs is up to 30, with four new models approved just the week before the show. Sun and Fun added 28 spaces in a new Southeast exhibit area this year, close by the main entrance, and most of those spots were taken by sport aircraft dealers. By all accounts from the manufacturers we spoke to, interest was high, and folks weren't just looking, they were buying. Spokesman for Avectora and American Legend said sales were brisk. American Legend brought its new Cubs special to the show, where it attracted nonstop attention. AvWeb talked to company spokesman Kurt Sehnert about the aircraft.
We've introduced the Legend Cubs special. It harkens back to the original PA-11. We introduced the new paint scheme, which was what Piper Corporation put in on the original PA-11. And what we tried to do with it is a lot of our buyers are really looking for a special aircraft with all the bells and whistles and features, and you know, really outfitted as far as they can. And that's what we've done with the special. So we combine the paint scheme with a new upgraded leather interior and all the features, lights, landing lights, everything inside that our more high-end buyers are purchasing.
With a year of experience under their belt, sport aircraft dealers are getting to know better who their buyers are and what they're looking for. Here's Sehnert again.
Mainly, you know, we've got a whole range of pilots. We've got some fairly low-time pilots. We've got guys who, you know, have thousands of hours of cup time. It's really all over the spectrum. You know, a lot of people assume that most of our pilots are older pilots who started out in the Cubs, but many of our pilots are younger pilots who have been flying big iron, if you will, whether it be professionally or, you know, twins. And they're really looking for a fun airplane to go fly. And the chance to go buy a brand new airplane for under $100,000 and get back to the fun of flying around the patch is something they just can't pass up.
While many of the first SLSAs were imports from the European Microflight class, which is restricted to about 950 pounds gross weight, more of the newer models are designed from the ground up to meet the U.S. rule with a limit of 1,320 pounds. This allows for bigger, roomier models with more features. Danny DeFelici, president of Sport Aircraft Works in Florida, imports the newly approved Sport Cruiser from Czech Aircraft Works. He says the Cruiser is a clean sheet design built to meet the U.S. rules with a 660-pound useful load and excellent low-speed performance. It's easy to handle for a low-time pilot or a flight school environment, he said. Czech Aircraft Works was also showing off its popular Mermaid Amphibian. The aircraft's repositionable landing gear created a unique conflict with the LSA rules. DeFelici had an update on that.
The Mermaid had full SLSA certification. It was a long time coming, and it was a hard push to get it. But we do have our certification. The FAA, of course, still has questionable wording in the sport plane rule. And they're requiring us to have a small sticker on the panel which says don't reposition in flight by sport pilot. Now, I've had several conversations here in the last several days with FAA officials, and essentially this part of the rule is going to be revamped and eliminated. So in the near future, they're going to rewrite part of the rule, and the outcome will be they'll actually do away with any wording that relates to repositionable gear, which is excellent for not only for the Mermaid, but for float planes as well.
So far, many buyers of LSAs are already pilots, but a lot of effort is going into expanding the market by finding and training new pilots as well. EAA's Charlie Becker told AvWeb yesterday his staff kept busy issuing student sport pilot certificates at the show.
Right about 150 student certificates for sport pilot for EAA members at no cost. Just so you know, we'll be doing these at all of our tour stops, and we've got some coming up in Atlanta, Nashville, Chicago, Minneapolis, Boston. We'll be doing the same thing out in the field. We'll generally issue somewhere around 60 student certificates in one day.
There were three high-profile accidents last week. Ron Bertram, president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association of Australia, died in a crash near Sydney on Wednesday. Bertram was taking a Lancair 360 home built for a check flight at Bankstown Airport after some routine maintenance work. According to news reports, he reported engine trouble on takeoff and then crashed near the end of the runway. The aircraft was destroyed. AOPA Australia said in a statement his comrades at AOPA are stunned by his loss. AOPA, under his leadership, had achieved significant milestones. Bertram, who was in his early 40s, had been AOPA Australia president for about 2 years. In the U.S., two new sport airplanes headed for exhibits at Sun & Fun crashed en route. Aviation writer Dan Johnson, who has been working with the EAA on the Sport Pilot Tour, was taking off in a Parrot from Palm City, Florida on April 2nd when engine trouble developed. Johnson tried to get the airplane down on the airport but hit hard off the side of the runway and suffered back injuries. The Parrot was badly damaged. In Walhalla, South Carolina, also on April 2nd, Just Aircraft co-owner Gary Schmidt also had problems on takeoff and was unable to make a safe landing. Schmidt was flying a Highlander, which was just approved the week before as an SLSA. The aircraft was destroyed and Schmidt was seriously hurt. No further details were available at deadline. The popular Kit Fox kit plane, orphaned last October when the company went bankrupt, now has a new home. John McBean, owner of the Sport Plane LLC in Idaho, is now also the owner of the Kit Fox. McBean said he bought the assets of the company out of the bankruptcy, noting that is not the same as buying the company itself. He incurs none of the obligations of SkyStar. However, McBean has a long association with the Kit Fox and said he plans to do all that he can to provide support to the existing Kit Fox community. The Kit Fox legacy now will continue on, he told AvWeb yesterday. Back in Lakeland, FAA Administrator Marion Blakey made her first visit to Sun & Fun last Friday afternoon. In an hour-long Meet the FAA session, she recounted the progress of Sport Pilot in its first year. The FAA has authorized 254 LSAs, 54 new Sport Pilot examiners, and 43 new designated airworthiness representatives. She also told the audience about the FAA's funding woes, insisting that the current funding system needs an overhaul, a stand disputed by GA advocates who worry that change will mean user fees. Also making its debut was the F-22A Raptor, the newest fighter jet in the U.S. military arsenal. Tracks stopped and heads turned each afternoon when the two Raptors roared past, showing off with low-level steep turns and power climbs. Designed to replace the F-15, the F-22A combines stealth technology with super cruise capabilities, maneuverability, and advanced integrated avionics and sensors. Sean D. Tucker debuted his new airshow routine flying a stock Columbia 400SL. All maneuvers demonstrated are within the Columbia's higher G load limit for utility category aircraft, the company said. Tucker's flawless routine featured wingovers, rolls, and a loop. The moves were gentle, easy, and graceful, a change from the usual high-energy airshow pyrotechnics. Nonetheless, Tucker said the maneuvers are carefully choreographed and require that he closely monitor the G-forces. In other words, don't try this at home. AvWeb visited with the folks from BRS, the Ballistic Parachute Company, who seemingly won't be happy until everything that flies comes with a BRS chute installed. Given that the system so far have saved a documented 188 lives, it's hard to find an argument with their zeal. A Symphony SA-160 set for delivery this week will be the first certified aircraft other than the Cirrus to have a BRS chute installed at the factory. Other certified aircraft have been approved for the chutes, but as an aftermarket retrofit. John Gilmore, BRS Vice President of Sales, told AvWeb in Lakeland the company is continuing its research into creating parachutes for the light jet market. If you'd like to comment on any of our stories, email us at audionews@avweb.com. This report has been made possible by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. For more information, click on the AudioCast sponsor link. Look for AvWeb's next AudioCast on Friday, April 14th. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.